60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, but before we officially start the show, there's a raging debate that's going on right now in this country.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah. But this one is more important than any debate, and of course it's happening on Twitter, where every debate happens in our country now.
Yeah.
And of course, it's about food.
Uh-oh. I can already sense tensions in the room rising.
I'm already upset.
I think that we're going to start the show with a big argument today. We actually might all stop working with each other because I feel like this is going to be a big one.
Uh-oh.
For decades, people have argued about whether or not a hot dog is technically a sandwich.
Yeah, I think it's a dumb hot dog. I mean, no, obviously.
Well, some people say it is because you're putting meat and veggies in between some bread.
Yeah,
others say it's not a sandwich because the shape of the hot dog and the bun put it in a different category.
Yeah.
What? Shapes don't matter.
You
it's
don't,
a sandwich.
You don't say that a burger is a sandwich.
It technically is a sandwich. It's meat and bread and veggies and
different category.
No.
And this is where it starts. This is how, you know, families stop talking to each other. But now there's a new question that people just can't seem to agree on. People on Twitter are now debating whether Pop-Tarts are actually ravioli.
Ooh, oh my gosh. They're right.
No, they can't be. It's a pastry, man. It's not a noodle.
Yeah, but it's still a pouch with filling, and that's the definition of
ravioli. Okay, but
right?
If you covered that thing in some marinara, it would just get soggy and disgusting because that is not pasta.
We don't know that for sure. We should probably try it. It does sound nuts, but if you think about it, they both have plain casing with some delicious filling inside and another sweet or savory topping on the top.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sold.
Especially like the brown sugar Pop-Tarts, they have like the brown sugar
pasta.
In ravioli.
It's not pot. You don't boil it, okay?
That's
to cook
your biggest
it.
Argument. I'll take that. I understand that. But everything else.
Yeah, boil a Pop-Tart. See how that goes for you.
Of course, it's ignited a huge debate just like I knew it would here in studio. So some people say a breakfast food can't be ravioli. Others say it meets all of the qualifications. And it's tearing this country and this world apart. So text in right now, 78592. We need your input. Is a Pop-Tart technically a ravioli?
A breakfast ravioli.
Oh, it'd be huge, too. This is ridiculous.
We'll probably be doing from the whole show on this today, just to let you know.
Go calzone before you go ravioli, okay? That's all I'm
saying. Oh, great. Now you've just added even more complications to the argument.
Oh,
text
man.
It in, 78592. Do you think a Pop-Tart is technically ravioli? All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592 what song you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today. Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Oh, I got my own name. Dang it. I tried to, like, reveal it slowly, too. Never mind.
All right. Here's the shock caller. While Jose's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Since 1984, the TV game show Jeopardy has aired over 7,000 episodes. And in that time, host Alex Trebek has asked tens of thousands of questions about everything from politics to cuisine to famous literature. But recently, somebody looked back at all the data to figure out the most common answers to all of Jeopardy's questions, and they discovered the number one most frequent correct answer on the show was actually a country. It's been the correct answer 216 times. Which country is it? And please give your answer in the form of a question.
Of course!
We'll shock you if you don't, even if you get it right.
Well, so he said they ask questions in literature and culture and art and all this stuff. So what countries are known for their, like, culinary or art or, you know,
I feel
culture?
Like, I mean, I think you're onto something. I think it has to be a country who's famous for a lot of different things.
Right.
Who is very... let's say Renaissance man, if you would.
Renaissance,
right?
Well, if you say the word
they're doing a lot of stuff. They're in science, they're in art, they're in...
Yeah.
Or you could think biblical, too, because I think they ask a lot of really old biblical questions on there.
Now look at the preacher's son coming to the table.
Yeah, yeah. You know me. I'm always trying to just draw things back to religion.
Yeah, always. All right, okay. Don't push it on me, buddy, okay? Okay, so if you did say the word Renaissance, so I will say France, right? France is, because that's the Renaissance.
The Renaissance happened in Italy, but that's okay.
Was it Italy? Yep. Well, then that leads me to my next guess, which would be Italy, Jeff.
Thank you for playing along.
Yeah.
See, I
fell right into it.
I think Jim was right. I think you have to go older. Like, I think you need to find an older country. Like,
Because
Israel or...
Yeah, Israel or, like, Jerusalem or even Greece.
Jerusalem is not a country.
That's right. City of Jerusalem. My apologies.
You might be right with Greece, though, or Rome.
Yeah. Greece or Rome. I like those.
Greece, I like
Rome,
because,
I guess, is also not a country. What are we doing?
I guess you're
oh, my God. You're leading me down the... Egypt. Go Egypt.
Oklahoma?
Everyone be quiet. I think I'm going to go Greece because they have a lot of food culture. They have religious culture.
That's good. And
everything.
It's actually a country.
And it's actually a country. So Greece.
All right. Greece. Final answer.
In the 30-plus year history of the game show Jeopardy, there's one country that's been the correct answer to the most questions ever. Since this country is so old, the answer easily applies to many different categories used on the show, and that's why the number one most common correct answer in Jeopardy history, getting used 216 times, is... What is...
Oh, yeah. What is Greece?
China.
Oh!
Oh.
That's a good one.
We
were on the right track.
Dang
it. We just didn't get there.
You got it wrong. And
somebody
texted in at 78592 and wanted to hear Bruno Mars. That's What I Like before you get shocked. So here's the lyrics for that. And you can start singing whenever you're ready.
Awesome. Could you be shining so bright? Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you!
Move at 92.5. Hey.